Jeffrey's on if Plaskett Epstein texts were appropriate. I haven't talked to her because I'm busy. Dodge's on if he will talk to her. By Ian Hanchett on November 18, 2025. On Tuesday's broadcast of CNN's The Source, House Minority Leader Representative Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, responded to a question on whether it was appropriate for Del. Stacey Plaskett, DVI, to text with Jeffrey Epstein by saying that he hasn't talked to her about it because we've been focused today on making sure that there was a decisive vote as it related to the Epstein files and the release. And then dodged on whether he plans to talk to her. Host Caitlin Collins asked, "Why you heard Stacey Plaskett there?" She was arguing her texts with Jeffrey Epstein were not illegal. But, in your view, were they appropriate? Jeffries answered, "Well, Stacey Plaskett is not accused of violating any House rule, any law, any statute. And she's clearly and unequivocally denounced Jeffrey Epstein. And I think what the survivors fought for today is the type of transparency that came out of the House, went through the Senate, and is now on its way to Donald Trump's desk, where, hopefully, he will sign it into law, because, at the end of the day, all the American people are asking for is just the truth. The whole truth, and nothing but the truth, which is why these Epstein files that Donald Trump and his administration have been hiding for months need to be released." Collins followed up, "But do you think it was appropriate for her to be texting with Jeffrey Epstein, 11 years after he pleaded guilty to?" Jeffries cut in to respond, "I have not had a conversation with Stacey Plaskett to discuss this issue because we've been focused today on making sure that there was a decisive vote as it related to the Epstein files and the release. I'm thankful for the work of Rep. Massey, RKY, of Representative Ro Khanna, DCA, but most importantly, the survivors." Collins then asked, "Do you plan to talk to her about it?" Jeffries responded, "I think that we successfully defeated a resolution that lacked any basis, was not credible, and was being brought by an individual who was trying to weaponize this issue to reinvigorate his own failed gubernatorial campaign in South Carolina. It was rejected on a bipartisan basis on the floor today. That's the end of the story." Collins followed up, "I was just asking if you personally believe messaging with Jeffrey Epstein, who is, at that point, a registered sex offender, is appropriate for a member of the House Democratic Caucus." Jeffries said, "That's the third time you've asked me this question, and I'm going to give you the same exact answer. Our focus today is on making sure that the Jeffrey Epstein files were released. If you want to have a conversation with Stacey Plaskett about it, I'm sure she'd be willing to talk to you. It was an illegitimate effort to try to remove her from the House Committee on Intelligence, and that was defeated in a bipartisan way." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.